the Lord. Let's all stand, if you will. Go before Him in prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we are such a thankful people, Lord, to be gathered here this evening. Lord, we heard the call in our hearts, Lord, together. Lord, we're so thankful and humbled by Your Holy Spirit, leading and guiding. Lord, we're looking forward to Thy precious word this evening, Lord, once again. Lord, that You'll deliver it to our hearts, Lord, that not only hear it, but Lord, it sink deep in our hearts when we live it. Lord, apply that to our lives, we ask this night. We ask You to have Your way in everything that's said and done. Let it be for Your glory and Your honor. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Page 676, and I only believe. My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the folly of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If ever I love Thee, my Jesus is now. I love Thee because Thou hast and purchase my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love Thee for wearing the thorns on Thy brow. If my Jesus is now, I'll love Thee in life, I will love Thee in death, and praise Thee as Thou lendeth me.
Page 360, same book.
Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He.
Satan's like a roaring lion, roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible tells us so. Many souls have been his prey, to fall in some weak hour, but God has promised us today his overcoming power. Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Oh,
sing it again. Hallelujah. Oh. until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you know nothing until you know the love of God. Amen. What a beautiful song. Amen. Dad, you mind taking up the offering? Glad I'm yours, Lord. Of course.
Yes.
So glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. So glad your mercy has followed me. So Heavenly Father, we are so humbled, Lord, to think of your grace. Lord, when we stop and meditate, Lord, of all the things you've done for us, Lord, you come down and you woo us, and Lord, you lead us and you guide us by your Holy Spirit. Lord, for maybe a trap that's ahead that we don't know about. Lord, that's your grace, your love, and your mercy to us. Lord, we're so appreciative. And Lord, as we come before you this night, Lord, with needs upon our hearts, Lord, you know each and every hand, Lord, that was raised and the need behind it. Lord, and we ask you, Lord, because we depend on you for everything, we ask you, Lord, to take care of it, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit and your perfect will. Lord, we're so thankful. Lord, when we think of where we came from and, Lord, where we might have been. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you stooped down, Lord, and picked us up out of the miry clay, Lord, and set our feet on a rock to stay. Lord, that's enough right there to serve you, Lord. Oh, we're so thankful for the desire you place in our hearts. Lord, the desire to overcome this world and the things in it. Lord, the desire to take a step closer to you each and every day. Lord, just have your way now. Heal each soul, Lord, that needs a healing. Heal each mind, Lord. Give rest to those who need it. Lord, we'll make sure we give you all the glory and honors due unto you. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone have a song left on our hearts this evening? You want to sing? My sisters? Amen. We ask you to come. Thank you.
It doesn't matter who you are, your position or your name. Though mighty signs and wonders you perform, God's requirements are the same. A body he can live through, just like he lived through Jesus Christ. Nothing else will work today. He's only looking for that light. He meant just what he said. The token must be applied. He said exactly what he meant. It must be the literal life of Christ. He needs no one to interpret for him. He knew exactly what to say. And only the elected will identify with the entire world today. Though it causes some to ponder, and some to even walk away, God always has a purpose. He said it must be done that way. He said it would be just a handful, a very few that will be saved. Is your life identifying with every word of God today? He meant just what he said. The token must be applied. He said exactly what he meant. It must be the literal life of Christ. He needs no one to interpret for him. He knew exactly what to say. And only the elected will identify with the entire world.
All stand if you will. Sing a little chorus. Reach out and touch the Lord's mask, our brother. Yes.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's past.
Sing it again. Reach out and touch. That's the Lord, amen. Yes, dear Lord. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by his own. Your needs to supply. If we could but come to that realization when we walk in those doors and gather here with one another under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, yes. He's here to meet you as an individual. Amen. As we bow our heads, precious Lord, we want to thank you for this opportunity. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your precious word. And Lord, tonight as we'll open up these pages and just renew our minds to these things that you've left for us, Lord, just continue to let it be building blocks in our heart. And Lord, use it to bring us to this place, Lord, that you're trying to direct us to through the Holy Spirit. And Father, may we just continue to yield ourselves to you. We ask your blessings upon your word and upon our hearts to the receiving. And we'll see that you receive the glory for it all. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Oh, he's so precious. Yes, amen. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, we'll turn over to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. As our pastor was ministering last Sunday morning, some of these quotes was coming to my mind in scriptures, and it just goes along with what he's been bringing, and I think it'll keep our hearts in tune, yes, with what the Holy Spirit is doing and praying. We'll just let it be more real to us. We've all read these things many, many times, and we've heard it, but it's got to become a reality. Yes. Amen. Amen. You know, I think of the disciples as all the time they walked with Jesus and how much they heard him say. But on that day when they came down out of that upper room filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, yes, the reality had sank in. Amen. Yes. It put him in action. Glory. Mm-hmm. But here in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and let's just read here at the 22nd verse. Let us draw near with a true heart and a full assurance of faith. Or revelation. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. And just was, as you think about that, and we see what our, where the age we're living, we see all of God's word that's been spoken and went forth, we'll just say, concerning the natural things in life. As we look out here and we see the chaos in the world, we see the world events taking place, we see all of that happening. Well, we know that's keeping right in time with God's word and what that prophet spoke through by the way of revelation, yes, saying was going to happen. Well, that prophet also said what was going to be happening in the heart of that little bride and showing us the place she would come to. And we want to make sure that we are part of that people, yes, that's coming to that position. Amen. Amen. And so as we just want to renew our hearts to some things. And as you think about this full assurance of faith, and a revelation, the people that had that, you know, and you, before we, you know, if you just think about Moses, just for a moment, he had in his heart, he knew that he was raised up to be the deliverer for Israel. He had the knowledge of it laying there, so to speak. But, you know, when he met that fiery bush, and the Lord spoke to him, from there, when he left and went out with that staff in his hand, you wasn't turning him around then. And his actions proved it. And he was fully assured that God was going to bring them people out of there. And it wasn't nothing he was doing in his own merits or his own might. But how he was relying upon what God had given him to do and what God had told him he would do through him down there in Egypt. And Brother Branham, in the message, Spiritual Amnesia, just to think about this, in paragraph 78, he said, you must be identified somewhere. You must show. Your life shows tonight where you are identified. You're either identified in Christ or out of Christ. You're not halfway. There's no such thing as a drunk sober man. There is no black white bird. You're either saved or you're not saved. You're either a saint or a sinner, one or the other. And your spiritual attitudes towards God's words identifies exactly where you're standing. And as we think about this, it's just a small quote, but this is what God sent a prophet for in this age. To bring you and I as individuals to the realization where we stand and what God did for us and has done for us and where he's bringing us to. But we can't just go on a hope that I'm in that. The God's precious word is showing us. It's bringing us to that place. As Jesus said, if you'll think about it, our pastor read it this morning. But at that day, John 14:20. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father, the Father's in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he that is that loveth me. So when you just let these things just continue to build in our hearts, because that's what God's word is doing. It's bringing us to that place of full assurance. You know, in the Easter seal, Brother Branham was speaking about Jesus. Paragraph 237, he said, Jesus was so full of the quickening power, he said, if you can destroy this temple that you took 40 years, you thought to build, I'll raise it up in 3 days. They thought he was talking of the temple there in Jerusalem. But he said, why could Jesus say that? I want to ask you, he said, why could Jesus say a thing like that? He knew that he was, amen, I wish I could make that stick. He knew who he was. He knew that every word God had wrote in there of him, he had fulfilled it. He knew he was the one David spoke of. Do you know you're the ones the Bible speaks of? And that's that identification. How many times did the prophet preach the message, identification? Yes. Your characteristics are identifying. Your life is identifying. What's showing forth where you're standing today. We're not measuring ourselves by ourselves. That's unwise. But we're looking into God's mirror to see where that identification is laying tonight. Amen. He says, do you know you're the ones the Bible speaks of? Do you know your position is in Christ? And if you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Do you know this word just like everyday living? Do you know this word is just like everyday living to you? Why, sure, it's yours, you're an eagle, that's your food. He knew that by the power of God he would do it because it was prophesied he would do it. That's the reason he wasn't scared to say, destroy this temple, and I'll raise it up in 3 days, because David said, I'll not leave his soul in hell, neither will I suffer my Holy One to see corruption. He knew that not one cell of his body would corrupt, and it corrupts in 72 hours. I want you to look at the confidence he had in what God had already spoken through them prophets. Amen. You just let it just build in our hearts. Amen. He said it corrupts in 72 hours. He said, destroy this temple, I'll raise it up again in them 3 days. Why? He was so full of that quickening power that it quickened some of the word? No, he said it quickened every word. Yeah. Amen. He looked back and seen every word God wrote of him. And the prophet said he fulfilled it, and he knowed that it would be fulfilled too. Amen. Yes. And that's the assurance that I have in our precious Lord tonight, is seeing all that's taking place and all that's been written down, he's not going to leave one word unfulfilled in this book. Amen. And by God's grace, I'm looking for that identification, that assurance in my life that, yes, as I look into the mirror of God's word, the reflection that I am seeing gives me the faith to know that my name is written down right there on those pages. If our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence. Think about the things that's been spoken to us. Amen. And thinking with that, I was going to turn to Hebrews. We've read it many times, but Hebrews 11. Our pastor mentioned this one Thursday evening as he was wrapping up, and we know it by heart, but Hebrews the 11th chapter and the 5th verse, rather, talking about Enoch. But by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death that was not found, because God had translated him before, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He was looking in that mirror, and he was seeing what God had spoken and given him to do. And he had this assurance in his life that he matched that. Amen. And he walked home. And I want you to think about these examples. We'll read a few examples here. If you want to turn to Acts with me, the 3rd chapter. And just of people that had this assurance burning in their heart. They knew where they stood, not in their own merits, but in what God had spoken to them. in Acts, the third chapter. And we'll just pick up here about the third verse. See, Acts 3 and the 3. Second verse. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, and asked alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." There was a time and place for this to be taking place here. But I want you to look at the assurance that was in Peter's heart, because he knew the commission they were given to go forth and to do. And as he was able to stand there, "I don't have silver and gold, but I know what's laying within my power by the grace of Jesus Christ and what he has given me. Pick up your bed and walk." I want you to look at the assurance. He didn't question. He didn't think maybe it's going to happen. He knew it was going to happen. He knew he had it. It was in his hand. And he said, "Take up and move." And oh my, the assurance that God's word should be placing into our heart. It's an excitement. It should be such a challenge burning in the heart of that little bride to see the fulfillment. Not to see us doing signs and wonders. That's not it. It's like the sisters just saying. It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. Brother Smith often says when he's here, "Preach always and only use words when necessary." Our lives should be such a glowing testimony to Jesus Christ. Amen. Our every action should declare him, as the prophet said, "And Christ is the mystery of God revealed." Yes. How are we truly letting that reality take us over and to truly see the reality behind it? Or do we still let Satan use the thing? "Well, we're trapped in this human body. We're going to have these problems and we're going to be this, and this is just going to be the way it's always going to be." We always let it beat us down or try to make excuses for why maybe I just can't seem to get to the place to where I truly match what's laying in this precious word. But all the precious Holy Spirit is here to give each and every one of us that blessed assurance. Amen. If we will but come his provided way, yes, and asking him, amen, to give us what we have need of. And oh, he is ever faithful. But sometimes we first have to come to that realization, "Lord, I need a closer walk with you. I need that higher rung in you. Maybe I've been following you for many years. Maybe I've been going to church for a long time. But has the reality of truly sank into my heart that, Lord, this has got to be me, to every action declares you." Amen. Amen. You know, so many, they want, the prophet said. What about the actions and the life of what the prophet said coming to manifestation? Amen. Just as it was prophesied, this is going to happen in the land, and it's happening. Is this life happening in you? Is that life coming to manifestation to where you yourself can truly look into God's word and say, "That's me"? Amen. Just as that little eagle heard that scream and was able to look up and say, "Oh, that looks like me." Amen. It's time that as a reality is setting in and that assurance is coming, mm-hmm, to you, to me as an individual, mm-hmm, not our church, not just because our pastor is experiencing things or my brother over here is experiencing. Me as an individual has got to be this experience that's happening. Yes. It's got to be my revelation, my understanding of what God has brought me to. Glory. And oh my, that is what brings the strength, yeah, to that little believer. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Here in as we think about it, just to put a couple examples, over in Timothy, the second Timothy in the fourth chapter. Just a couple examples to think about the assurance that was in the hearts of these men as they fulfilled their walk, their life, and their life came to to what God had said they would be. But yes. The Apostle Paul, we know, you can go back and he was struck down on that road to Damascus, and that Jesus spoke to him, and that light shone around him. Oh my, he knew right then things were different. And his life took on a meaning, and it's recorded all through the book of Acts, all the things that happened. But as he summed it up here in the fourth chapter, in the sixth verse, he says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith." Amen. An assurance. There wasn't no hesitation. He knew, "I have kept the faith." Amen. He said, "And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto also them that love his appearing." And oh my, I pray we're each one finding ourselves in that verse, that we truly are looking and loving the appearing of the Lord, and we're looking for this rapture to take place, and we're longing for it. It's becoming a reality that, Lord, I'm fixing to change bodies in this life. But do we let it really sink in, or is the everyday living, everyday taking place, dampening it, drowning it? We don't really think about it till we come to church and it's brought back to our attention. But oh, it should be a burning on our hearts as we go through the day and we see the turmoil that's taking place. We see all this is happening. It just, you know, it's kind of like being on a ship in the middle of a sea. The waves, there's stuff happening everywhere around you. You don't have to go hunting to see what's happening. Just look, it's everywhere. It's shaking. It's wrapping up, saints. It's taking place. But as you think about that, and then I want you to, this was in the message, as I was thinking about the prophet in this last day, as we saw God move in his ministry, and God brought him through all that he brought. But this was, and he said this many places, but I like the way that he put it here. But as he was getting ready to, this was in Christ, is identified the same in all generations. And this was preached April 15, 1964. And as he was getting ready to have a healing service, and he says, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control to give witness to the word of God." Amen. He had a full assurance that he knew that when he began to request and to settle down what he spoke, he knew the Holy Spirit was coming on the scene to do a work, to witness to that precious word. And oh my, you got to remember today, we are witnesses for him. The Holy Spirit should be in our lives with the mechanics and the dynamics to bear witness of the word that's been spoken for that little bride in this age. Amen.
Yes.
Here in the message, this is in the token. He says, this is paragraph 106. He said, "The Holy Ghost is our identification. It's what identifies us as Christians. Not our membership in churches, and not our understanding of the Bible, and not how much you know about the Bible. It's how much you know about the author, see, and how much that author is living in you. It's yourself gone, and you are no more. You reckon yourself dead, and the token is what lives in you, and it's not your life, it's him." Paul said, "The life that I now live, he lived in a different life from what he once did. It's not me, but it's Christ liveth in me." There is the identified token that God required, identified with our identification with our sacrifice, the life of our Savior in us, the Holy Spirit. And oh, what a positive token. There cannot be any more token. And oh my, if you could only catch the thought of it, the power this morning with words to express and place in your soul. And that's not in your ears, but your soul. And you could see the guarantee of it. Amen. Oh, my saints, it's when you see where we're standing, and it puts such a desire in your heart to truly take and believe every word. Just as a child, like as has been mentioned many times, that little child is so easy. If it asks a question, you give it an answer, it accepts the answer and it moves on. God is his own interpreter. He puts his word out there just the way he wanted it. He didn't want us to mix nothing with it, but to take it the way that it was presented and watch it do the work in the lives and the hearts of that little bride. And oh my, he sent that fivefold ministry. Our pastor renewed your mind to it Thursday night. Till we come to the unity of that faith and all the fullness of the stature of Christ. And we're coming to that place. But each one of us as an individuals, do we have that excitement? Do we have that assurance building in us? Are we concerned about it? Or are we too worried about this over here and that over there. What about this? What about that? You know, we all have loved ones we're worried about, we're concerned, we're praying for. And maybe many circumstances that we would like to maybe intervene and try to help. But we can only do as the Holy Spirit permits. You can only go as He leads. And if He leads, He'll make it work out right. I think of it as Philip, was it Philip? It was caught away in the Spirit. Left a whole meeting taking place over here where it looked like great things were happening and things needed to be, but the Holy Spirit in the right time and place picked him up and put him where he needed to be. And look at the circumstance that took place. And how as we as individuals before God are looking for this manifestation, the fullness of this realization of a faith in our hearts, that what I pray and believe that you shall have them, as Jesus said, and you shall receive them. As we come to this place, an assurance and an understanding of knowing and being able to rely not on my merits, not on who I am, not on what I'm able to do in myself, but what the Holy Spirit has promised and what He has made me and by what He placed inside of us, bringing us to that place He said we would be. And just to put this fresh in your heart, and our pastor may get, you may wind up reading this in the near future, I don't know, but just let it build. Just keep it. Keep these things fresh and keep our minds on it. Don't let it, a week's a long time sometimes, and a lot happens from Sunday to Sunday, but the Holy Spirit is trying to bring us to a greater place and a greater height in Christ. And this was preached August 25th, 63 in the message Perfect Faith, and paragraph 65, as he was speaking about Jesus here, but just let it resonate with you. He said, therefore, he relied upon what God had made him. And if he did that, can't we rely upon what God has made us as believers? Yes, but there's got to be an identification that I am a believer. Hallelujah. It's not just saying I'm a believer, but the identification has to be behind it. Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe. He had faith in what he was. And if you are a believer, you have faith in what you are. You're a believer. And if you've got faith in God, the Bible says over here, if our hearts condemn us, then we can't have faith. But if our hearts don't condemn us, then we have faith and we have confidence towards God. And if you want to read that, it's found in St. John 3:21. I got the scripture written down here. Now notice 1 John 3:21. If our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. Yes. And as our pastor has mentioned it, that is the thing. When you see something that causes you to stumble, something that would cause you to lose just a little bit of, oh, I shouldn't have done that. That's what puts that drive in you. Oh, Lord, I don't want to ever do that again in my life. It's the overcoming power that he's placed in you to push you and drive you past that point. Amen. To bring you to that place where you can stand with confidence in God's precious word. But as long as you're doing things that's wrong, you don't have confidence towards God. So you see, you automatically know that you're wrong, and you automatically put yourself back there, a sinner, by knowing that you're wrong. But when your heart don't condemn you, and you know you're a believer, there's nothing between you and God. And you can ask what you will and know that it'll be given, because it's the word that's given to you, just like it was to those disciples. The only thing you have to do then is have faith in what you are. Have faith in what God's word says you are. And Jesus had faith in the word of God that said what he was. It is written of me. Didn't David in the Psalms and the prophets and all of them speak of him? I am the bread of life that come from God out of heaven. Yes. Am I the tree of life from the Garden of Eden? I am all these things. I am that I am. And he knew that with perfect faith that he was the anointed Messiah, that the Spirit of God was upon him. And he said, now I in myself can do nothing, but it's my faith in God. And God was in him, and the word made manifest. And when the word of God comes in you, it's made manifest, for you are a believer, see? And a believer is the faith of God that moves in you. Amen. And you think about our prophet in this last age. He could look back and see what the scriptures prophesied of what that messenger was going to be of Revelation 10 and 7. He saw himself fulfilled. He saw his life backing that up. When the Holy Spirit come down and began to reveal the messages to him, and begin to deal with his heart. He had confidence. That's why when he could walk to the platform, he could truly know. He didn't go there on his own authority. He didn't go there on his own motives and his own objectives. But he was standing there fulfilling Scripture for his day. His portion that was allotted to him was being manifested, and he was vindicated, and in the mirror of God's word, he could see it being made alive. Our day is not, we're not a prophet, but we are to be a portion of that bride that was to be bones of the bones, flesh of his flesh, just as our bridegroom. And our life should be his life, his characteristics, just as the prophet said, he would only choose a bride that reflected his character. And oh my, today as we stand here, our character should truly be a reflection of what Jesus was. Amen. Compassion, love, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, kindness, all of these things that are laid in here. Oh my, and how we should be able to look into that mirror. And as we measure ourselves up by his word and by that mirror, when I see one place that looked like that mirror, or I see a blemish or a fuzzy spot, it's time, Lord, I need that fortified in my life. And where do I do it to myself? No, his precious word is laying right here to take care of that need. Yes. Amen. Amen. And oh my, when he fills you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, every redemptive blessing, everything you had need of is laying right there to bring you to this place. Amen. He didn't leave none of it to be on your own merit. He fed, he paid it all. And he would do it and finish the work that he started in that little heart of those believers. But oh my, let's find out, are we a true believer or are we just following along with a group of people thinking we're just doing the best we can? Oh, this is a good thing, I'll keep on, I like the fellowship, I like the potlucks, I like all that's happening with the church life that goes with it. There's a deeper calling to what we've been called to. Amen. Amen. The fellowship is wonderful, it's lovely, and to all to have that is precious, but Christ is calling that little bride. The hour is late. Oh, make sure your lamp is trimmed and burning. Amen. Yes, amen. He says, now, let's see. He said, it's God that moves you. He says, you like that? He says, knowing who he was without a shadow of a doubt, he knew he was the Son of God, and he knew it for the word identified. And the word of God identified who he was. And he said, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe me. And oh my, today, if we would but take stock in that. I claim to be a believer, but my life is showing there is no black or white bird. It's one or the other. In our lives today, you and me as an individual, we can know. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to guess. We know where we stand with God's precious word. It's laying here for you and I to balance ourselves on that scale to see where we're standing. To bring that assurance. Why? Let me pat you on the back and tell you, oh, you got it. Don't you worry about it. It's going to be fine. No. You will know. Not somebody's going to tell you you'll know. He said you will know in that day. Amen. Amen. It's got to be a personal revelation to you alone. Amen. He says, then don't believe me. He says, but if I do, then believe the works, for they are manifested word promise. Oh, if you could just wake up to that a minute, you see. The word itself identified him, who he was. And he said, who can condemn me of sin? In other words, who can show me that my life and my works don't fulfill exactly what the Messiah should do? Nobody could say nothing, for he was. And then he had faith to believe. Then of whatever he said, it would happen. And oh my, may we truly look into God's word and take stock of what he said that baptism of the Holy Ghost would do in the life of that believer. When that mechanics and dynamics comes together, what would take place? And then I don't have to wonder, do I have just mechanics or do I have just dynamics? But do I have both blending together to push that Cadillac down the road? It is bringing forth a manifestation that Jesus Christ has fellowshipped me. And that my life is a reflection of the word that he said would be fulfilled in this last day by that little bride. Amen. Amen. Oh, saints, may we keep our hearts stirred. And may we keep our minds centered upon the things that the Holy Spirit is trying to show us and bring us to. You know, maybe it's not that exciting to some. I don't know. I'm an individual. You're an individual. I can only, but it's burning. And it's becoming so big as you think about where we're standing and what God said he would do. And oh my, to truly, you know, you would just like to scream from the housetops. That one quote that the prophet left and our pastor read it this morning. What you are here is what you would be there. How if people could only grasp a hold of the reality of that alone. Oh my, what a sacred, it might cause some to search a little harder, to run a little closer, and to live a little closer to what God has given us in this hour. Oh my, but let, like I said, you can't focus your attention on those around you. This is an individual race, and the goal is laying just in front of us. Are you going to make it? Are you going to be one that finishes it by God's grace? Oh my, all run, but run that you may obtain. Amen. I pray you can take a few words of encouragement from God's precious word, that it'll keep us stirred, keep us in tune, and just keep praying. Lord, open our understanding. Let these things, we've read it, we've heard it read. How many messages in 40, you know, I'm 40, 45. How many times have I heard faith preached on in my life? And you know, the reality to some of what was preached, what I heard, I know that I didn't get it the first time I heard it. I didn't get it the second time I heard it. But by God's grace, I am seeing a stronger and a stronger picture as God reveals himself and he opens up my understanding to his precious word. I am seeing growth take place and seeing him bring me to a higher height than him. And I pray each one of you are seeing the same thing. Look where you've been. Look what you was and what are you today by his grace. Amen. I may not be where I'm going, but I can see where I started, and by God's grace, I know he will finish this work. Amen. I've got confidence in the word that he said he would finish the work that he started in me. Amen. Oh, saints, may we let it build in our hearts, and may we be encouraged with what God is doing for us, and all continue to lean upon him and allow him to draw us closer to him. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Oh my, just a little Sunday evening service. But God's precious word is so precious. And there's just so much as the word comes forth, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit just brings little nuggets from this message and little nuggets, and it just comes back to your mind and it just flows. And the Lord knew what he was doing. You know, this mind, as our pastor was talking about, it being the womb to the soul. Think about our Lord as he put this body together, knowing all of this great plan and how it was going to work, and knowing this would be the battleground, but how he set it up such a way that he would use it to his benefit, amen, to bring that little bride to what she needed to be. But oh my, down inside is that predestinated seed. Oh, be thankful for that desire, the pull, the draw, as you can match up to every word. Every scripture, it's a step upon step. As you see it taking place in your life, what an assurance it should be bringing. What a building up it's bringing. And oh, may we press for that mark. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Glory to his name. We haven't sang it in a little while, but that little chorus, I'm getting ready to leave this world. Amen. Let's sing that together. Amen. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready for those gates of pearl, watching both day and night, keeping my record right. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting ready to leave this world. I'm getting
should be an excitement in our hearts, getting ready to leave this world. You know, I was thinking as he was getting ready to close there, you know, truly with what God is doing and the special move that's in the heart of the bride and only the elect, It's going to be them that's very excited about this. It's going to be them that has that hunger and thirst after righteousness. It's going to be them that seek ye first the kingdom. All these other things should be added unto them. They've got their heart, their affections, is centered on things above, not on things of this earth. So those are the ones that's getting ready to leave this world. This is the ones God's going to talk to and give them this rapturing faith. It's all in the Word. Oh my, I'm excited. You know, I'm not planning on living here forever. No. Even at the most, if we would live to be 90 years old, do you realize how quick that would be? And then what would be all that, what we tried to gain and gather up in those years? Where is this going to be? All right? But this today, what we're talking about in this last day, hour we're living, is life eternal. It's eternal life, friends. It's all the other things will fade away. The scripture tells us that. You know, the things that are seen, they're just going to go to waste, friend. It's the things that's unseen that's eternal. That's what we're looking to, the unseen, by faith, by what God reveals to us. That's what we're looking for. So I trust that each and every one that's even staying here tonight with me will have that burning desire to press like you've never had before in your life. Amen. Give it your all, friends. Pray. Cry out to God. If need be, fast. Whatever it be, call on God like you never have before for the revelation rapturing faith, and the faith that's so needed in this hour. I renew your mind again, as the prophet said, and I read it again this morning, or talked about it this morning. I read it last Thursday evening, I believe. But Brother Branham said, if we don't have enough faith, now let this ring in your hearts. He didn't say it just to fill space on pages or on a tape. If we don't have enough faith for healing, how are we ever going to have enough faith for rapture? I just think of that, saints. That has got to be real. We've got to come to a realization. If we don't have enough faith, I'll repeat, for our healing, how are we ever going to have enough faith for rapture? So it's very important, friends. And remember, a healing is a now minor resurrection. You see? So, what is this? This powerful faith that God's going to put in a people's heart that's going to change their bodies from mortal to immortal. That's what we, as each one, as an individual, must find in Christ. God has to reveal it to us. See, if we're bright, He will. Amen. So we're so thankful again for what God is doing, for dealing with the heart of election. Oh my, something special. Of the Spirit, every one of us. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we've come to another day, Father, that's ending. And there's just but a few hours left of it. And then, Lord, it'll be the next day. But, Father, what has happened in our hearts today? What has taken place that has, have we found a greater place to walk with you, Lord, by faith? Lord, are we heading for this right direction of being this people of great faith to walk and live by it, and Lord, think by it, and every direction, everything they do in life, they're being led by it. Oh God, I trust that you'll help us here, Lord, to come to that complete understanding, the revelation of the Father, that Lord, there is a people that must live by faith. As in the scripture tells us, I no longer walk by sight, Paul said. I walk by faith. I live by faith. And that's what we've got to find, Lord. We've got to make sure that's what it is. Father, some of the maybe just minor revelations we have, and some of the things it's been revealed to us. Father, that's not enough. It's not enough just to have an intellectual knowledge of the message of the hour. It's not enough to have a knowledge intellectually of scriptures. But Father, it must be by a revelation. And the prophet is truly, so truly and purely opened that up to us. So we ask that you'll just help us by grace see these things applied in our life now. And Lord, help us to continue to move into this. And Father, it will bring the change to these bodies. What a great revelation that'll be, Lord. So we ask that you bless each one of us now, and as we part, truly let us not part from your presence and the moving of your Holy Spirit. But Father, may we, as we part from here, may we part with love in our hearts and the precious desire to serve you above all things. Keep us safe as we travel, Lord, and bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. But Lord, again, we could sit under the word of God and Father, have our souls completely fed with your word. We ask it to your glory and honor. Thank you for this day now. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing another little chorus, and may this be in our hearts as we leave. I want to live the way he wants me to live. Amen. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no